Next application is case number 11193, the application of Todd Steven Erlinson. An application located on north of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, southeast of Blue Teal Drive, and being Lot 22 within Swan Keys Development. Being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID 5-33, map 12.16, parcel number 494. Requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. On this application, gentlemen, we received no letters. Just a review of the history of the area. This parcel is number 494 on adjacent parcels. And parcels in close proximity, there have been 5 variances for side yard setbacks and 1 variance for separation. And that's all I have. Any other questions?
Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Gil Alexander Fleming, 13 Radcliffe Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
I swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
Question. Can I have questions?
Nobody called that either.
Did you want a copy of your responses?
I have it.
Okay.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Here to represent Mr. and Mrs. Erlinson, who are looking to improve one of the lots in Swan Keys. Unfortunately, this is one of the lots that is a 40-foot wide lot, not allowing enough building envelope to accommodate a double wide. And that's what their loan approves them for. Due to the exuberant amount that these lots are sold for, it doesn't leave a lot of money to afford a site-built home for a lot of folks. So they're wanting to put a double wide on this lot. The home that would suit their needs is a 28 by 72. So we're asking for side yard setbacks, basically to put it at 6 feet from the side yards on both sides and coming into conformity or even over conformity with the front and back side setbacks.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Start with you, Mr. Rickers.
Well, if you had a 24-foot home, you would eliminate the 4-foot variance, wouldn't you?
Yes. Well, the thing is, this house cannot be built as a 24. So it's
well,
one
this
of
house. There's lots of houses that are 28, 24-foot.
But the
okay, how about the... That would also so your air conditioning unit encroach 3 feet. So with that 4 foot, you'd probably be a half a foot off for a variance. And then on the other side for your steps, they can encroach. And probably would they could encroach 5 feet. You would probably be down to 2.5. Just making that adjustment to 24 feet.
Right, but there's very few manufacturers now that are doing 24-foot homes. We have had exceptions where we've made 24-foot wide homes, but this particular
but there's not many people that make 24-footers.
Well, there's 20s okay. By Skyline, but we don't carry Skyline. And then there's 24-foot by special exceptions. But this particular house that they looking to purchase, that they want to purchase, is not that I know of available in the 24 wide. It's only 28. It's really 26.8 actual. We're adding some space here for movement, but the actual box size would be 26.8 from end wall to end wall.
Well, you see the problems it would solve if it was 24 foot.
Yes.
But it still wouldn't meet the, you'd need a 20 foot home to meet setbacks, is that correct?
I'm sorry?
You would need a 20 foot wide home to meet the side setback requirements.
Yes, that would just barely do it, yes. You'd squish it in there and it would be pretty tough. Again, this development was created earlier. We heard cases where the development was created more for a mobile home park. So I don't think that this is unusual for this area, especially Swan Keys, to try to bring it more to conform to today's standards. Historically, it was designed mostly for single wides. So a modern replacement, it's really hard to find something that will conform properly to this kind of setback. It is definitely a unique lot. Single wides, of course, would be perfect there, but not really something that's going to improve the neighborhood.
What's presently on the lot?
I believe the lot is clear. This one? It's clear. Yeah, there's nothing on this lot.
Have you got enough room for parking?
I'm sorry?
Have you got enough room for parking?
Oh, yes. Yeah, there'll be sufficient room there for parking. Mm-hmm.
14 feet, is that where you're coming from, Blue Teal Drive?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Any further questions from the board?
No.
None.
No.
Yeah.
Mr. Trent? No. Mr. Sharp, do you have any?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further question. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chair, I make a motion to take this case under advisement.
And second to that motion?
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Workman and second by Mr. Rickards that we take case number 11,193 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Callaway, so by a vote of 5-0. Case number 11,193 has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made later on this evening. You can say what you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9.
Would we be needed here for questions and answers?
No, sir. No. Hearing is closed. Just be the board that will be deliberating.